Story in the City Press yesterday with the headline, Too Many Generals and Not Enough Cops. And I just read this figure over and over again. I mean, I knew that I was reading it. I knew that I wasn't misreading it. But it just seemed so wrong that I had to somehow keep going back just in case the print changed in front of my eyes. There are 200 generals in the South African Police Service and more than 600 brigadiers. And between them, they earn more than 1 billion rand a year. And one of the consequences of that is that there's less and less money available to pay police officers who are considerably further down the organogram, further down the management chain, not even on the management ladder. And the man quoted was Gareth Newham, who's head of the Justice and Violence Prevention Program at the Institute for Security Studies. Gareth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and to everybody listening.
With a population of 60 million people, even though our 60 million people are perhaps more larcenous and crime-inclined than other populations of 60 million, how many generals and brigadiers should we have?
Well, that's a good question, and I think we haven't paid enough attention to that. What we saw from around 2000 was this mass recruitment of police officers to take organization from, in 2002, about 130,000 people, to by 2012, just under 200,000 people. So additional 68,000 posts over 10 years. That number slowly whittled down to about 180,000 at the moment. But with the leadership crisis that was identified by the National Drug Planning Commission back in 2012, what that really meant is we've had 8 different people occupy the post of National Commissioner since 2009, and most of those have created new posts in order to appoint loyalists and people that be loyal and, to them, and hopefully assist them in doing their jobs. So this management echelon just really started to balloon, and that really started in Jackie Soledad's time and has continued throughout the years. So we don't actually need an organization to police 60 million people. We need a police organization to have the intelligence capability to identify the possibly only a few 100,000 people who are committing most of the 20,000 odd murders a year, most of the 140,000 robberies, and those involved in organized crime, and police those people. And that requires a very good high-level caliber of person with a good strategic mind and ability to understand the limits and opportunities that policing can present to them.
So I don't know what it's called when you assess the value that a particular management level offers to a company. But I'm sure if one did the analysis of the 200 generals and the more than 600 brigadiers, I'm pretty certain we'd find that a significant percentage of those are sitting in an office earning a significant sum of money and not contributing anything meaningful to the building up of the crime intelligence capacity and the fight against crime. Am I being too cynical?
No, that was exactly a finding of the National Planning Commission in 2012, which then, to rectify this problem, recommended the establishment of a national police board that was independent and multi-sectoral. It consists of experts in doing organizational restructuring and job grading and ethical decision-making at executive level and so forth, in order to do a detailed performance assessment of each of the 200 generals and brigadiers to identify which ones were really good at their jobs, had their skills, the integrity, the expertise and experience to fulfill the requirements of their post, and which ones were not. Because, for example, in 2017 alone, we have data for this, 55 people were appointed to the senior management echelons, that's generals and brigadiers, without any kind of assessment being undertaken of their ability as to whether they could actually fulfill the requirements of the post they're being appointed to. And that is just in 1 year. So clearly there are far too many people that there's very high levels who shouldn't be there, and they are undermining the work of those generals and brigadiers who should be there, because in many ways we do actually have some of the best police officers in the world, given the experience that they have. So it's really a necessary first step to start doing that kind of assessment, and it would be welcomed if the government implemented their own national development plan recommendations in this regard.
Why should they? They haven't implemented anything that the National Planning Commission recommended 10 years ago. So why are they going to start with this one, which is going to step on the toes of people who are politically important to the ANC? And another point made in the article and coming from you is the budget commitment to the police force and the statement by the new finance minister, Enoch Godongwana, that the police budget is going to lose 26 billion rand over the next 3 years. And this is just, as the story said, it's going to make the problem worse.
Yes, well, it translates to far fewer posts because the South African Police Service budget, 78% of that budget goes into paying salaries. And so the projections are that the police will lose around 24,500 people in the next 3 years by the end of 2024. Most of those are going to be non-commissioned warrant officers in terms of visible police officers. I think there'll be about 11 or 12,000 fewer visible policing officers who do patrols, coordinate search operations. There'll be 2,000 fewer detectives, fewer intelligence agents. Interesting enough, of those 24,000 fewer posts, only 15 posts will be lost at the senior management echelon of 200 generals and 640 brigadiers. So clearly, the top heavy structure is not going to be affected mostly. Where it will be affected mostly are the station level operational people that will find themselves under greater pressure with fewer personnel.
It's a question I like to ask because I don't like to leave listeners too depressed by what we've heard from some of the guests. We talk about some of the depressing issues in our society. Do you see any signs at all, Gareth, that things might be starting to improve, that some of the suggestions which have been made, some of the obvious things which need to be done are being done? Or, sorry, John, I'm afraid this time you are going to have to leave your listeners depressed.
No. I think we are seeing that there's a much greater attention being paid to the police at a much higher level. But violence in July last year across KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, the 300 lives lost, the billions of damage of property into the economy, really shook the government and certainly the president and the people around him to the point that they've now realized that we can't carry on with a police agency that is not able to prevent or respond adequately to that kind of event. And so certainly there has been a lot more focused attention. Remember, there was a high-level panel established, and they handed their report to December, and I know they did a lot of work looking at policing. They did speak to us as well and many others. So I think that we are seeing now that at the top of the level, whereas there's been mostly a focus on tackling, trying to improve the NPA and SARS, Special Investigation Units, because of the focus on corruption, have realized that the blind spot has been a massive organization called the South African Police Service. And if they're not really working functionally, then the much smaller organizations are not going to be able to have as much of an impact themselves. So I think that there really is now a much greater attention paid to policing and what needs to be done to fix it. So hopefully we'll start seeing some interventions or initiatives in that direction this year.
Gareth Newham, thanks for talking to us, head of the Justice and Violence Prevention Program at the Institute for Security Studies.